On the advice of a coworker, Sam Norman took one of his funny catchphrases and turned it into an outrageous song. What in the butt? Under the name Samwell, along with his friend Andrew Swant, they made a music video, and it quickly went viral on YouTube, gaining millions of viewers and even the attention of actor Johnny Depp.
The song really went through the roof when the TV show South Park licensed it as a number for one of its characters. What happens when your first video becomes an overnight sensation?
Today, we're talking to the one and only Samwell, in the flesh, over the origins of What in the Butt, his future plans, and his authenticity.
Believe it or not, some people think he's a fake, just an actor hired by a marketing company.
In person, Samwell's an easygoing, lovable guy who lives in Chicago and travels all around the country performing for his fans.
But, will there be a What in the Butt movie?
In the news, all-bear boy band Bear Force One is ready to take their last shit in the woods.
When catchphrases go too far, beakers meep meep banned in elementary schools.
And big surprise, Carrie Prejean has more than just one sex tape.
How many sex tapes does a hateful evangelical beauty queen need?
One, two, or three?
I guess the world will never know.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Villian.
And this is Feast of Fun. Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fabulous listeners like you.
We really can't do the show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffun.com, and make a donation. Buy a t-shirt.
Your financial support makes all the difference.
Thank you. Today's show is also brought to you in part by Interactive Mail, the hottest gay chat line in North America.
Congratulations to all the winners of the Big Gay Kiss Contest and to Jason Dross from the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia. His sizzling video, True Love in Love Park, wins the top prize.
But we all win as Interactive Mail donates money to Marriage Equality USA in recognition of all the videos and photos that were submitted. Thanks to everyone who supported the contest. See the winning video and all the other hot entries at BigGayKiss.com, because a kiss ain't just a kiss.
It's another glorious day on the Feast of Fun podcast. I am Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
We are talking to internet sensation musician Sam Norman, best known for his stage name Samwell. His hit video, What in the Butt, has been now viewed over 24 million times on YouTube. And did you know that he lives in Chicago, Illinois? We just discovered that. Welcome to Feast of Fun.
Hello.
What made you want to record a song, What in the Butt?
Okay.
Besides the fact that you like anal sex.
Hey. You know, okay.
What? Let's start from the beginning.
Okay. A very good place to start.
What was that first light bulb that just said, what
when
in
people,
the butt?
I work for an airline. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I really... Okay.
Undisclosed anyway. Job, yes.
Yes, undisclosed job.
In the sky. You're like Pam Ann.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know you're talking about. People would always talk about my butt.
You have a nice butt.
Okay,
I checked it out. It's a nice
you.
Butt.
You
I copped a little feel when we were taking pictures.
That's
earlier.
Fine.
Like, customers would be sitting there and be like, you
no,
have
no,
a nice
no,
ass.
Not customers. No. Okay. No, but you know what? Sometimes, yes, I would have a few, especially old women.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Really?
And they would look, and I'm like, how do you react to that? You can't say... I could say, listen, lady, don't be grabbing my ass, but, you know, I just...
So you said, what?
Actually, yes, it really would. But it didn't come from customers. Partly customers, but a lot of my coworkers would say, wow, they just talk about my butt all the time. And it would just become annoying. And so then I just said, well, what in the butt? So everyone,
you know, Sam, now I kind of want to pay look at. I wasn't even
would
playing.
You stand
that,
up real quick.
Yeah, I just want to
oh
see.
Stand
God.
Up real quick.
Okay.
I want to take one more look.
Okay.
At that booty.
I mean, see now that I've said it, it's now not going to be as.
I did look
you know,
at it.
It's like wow.
And stand up
like,
and I want to see.
Come on,
if you don't mind.
Okay, can you slap it a little bit?
Okay, so
Tighter jeans next time, okay?
Oh my God, I can't believe I just did that, but all right.
Have a great butt, and it's very nice, but at the same time, it's not like you're J-Lo or something. I mean,
it's a nice butt.
Excuse me?
Well, excuse me? I don't think you'd want to see a J-Lo butt on a dude, would you?
No, I'm just saying I guess it's like, why the reaction? Like, it's not like they haven't seen a man's butt before.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just bring out the sexualness.
You have a very sexual nature, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I don't... Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Well, I think, though, because I haven't worked as an airline flight attendant
yes.
before. But, you know, I've worked at the restaurant
the
business.
The name of the job is stewardess.
Air mattress.
Oh, whatever.
I'm just kidding. But I've worked in those kind of, you know, similar things, like working in restaurants and stuff, and you get real tight with people, and sometimes you're stuck in these tight spots, so it's kind of an intimate space, and you can say some real dirty things.
Yes, and you know what? Let's face it, we probably should be saying this, but working for the aviation industry is no different. Yeah. You are with these people for a long periods of time in tight spaces, and when you're dealing with people, let's face it, they can be pretty boop.
And trust issues. Because the fact is, you're depending on trust and intimacy in order to get there in one piece.
Exactly. And in the event of an emergency, you are hoping that these are the, you know, such and such a person who's going to get your ass off that plane if necessary.
So how did this, you saying what in the butt to
okay,
a coworker
oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I've
become a
gone
song?
Off on a, gone off on a tangent.
That's all right.
I met one of the person who helped me produce the song, Mike Stasny.
A coworker.
Coworker, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who... I thought he was cute, and he was a little frightened.
He is really cute.
He is. He was a little frightened by me because my energy was so wow, you know. And then he was working at another base, and I went to work at that base for like a month, and I just started... It just turned into this funny thing that I would say at work, and people just like laughed their butts off. And
it was your catchphrase.
Yes, and he heard me one day. I was in the rear of the aircraft. Wow. Okay.
What?
So I was in the back, and all of a sudden I was just singing it. I was picking up something, doing something. And I said, what? Oh, okay. And then I walked away, and he said, what is that? And I said, it's my song. And he says, I got to record that. And I said, whatever, you're full of shit. And I literally just said, okay, whatever. And I walked away, not thinking that in a million years would I ever think that I would even, number one, record a song, but someone would actually want to do that.
Was it uploaded first to MySpace or to YouTube? Did you make a video?
Probably say 6-7 months later, we were in his home studio and we just recorded it. One night, probably it took maybe a few hours.
GarageBand?
Something like that. maybe not quite that simple. He had a little more. Yeah, Pro Tools.
Pro Tools.
And
okay.
We just created the song. And then fast forward, because that was made... December, I don't remember, a few years ago. And then I was thinking...
That was 2007.
And then we did the
according
song.
According to Wikipedia.
No, it was actually probably 2 or 3 years before that.
Okay.
But we did the song, but then I was thinking, well, what do we need to do to propel it? Because at that time I was thinking, well, maybe I can... Because I've always wanted to be in the entertainment industry, you know, and I was thinking, well, what can I do to propel it? And I was like, well, what would Madonna or Janet do?
WWMD-O-J.
Yeah.
Madonna, Lady Gaga,
yes,
Janet Jackson, and LaToya. What would LaToya do, really?
I don't know. So anyway, we found some friends that were in the Milwaukee area, and I just went up one day. I remember it was in November, and I went up by myself one day, and we just recorded it. And then a few months after that, we put it on.
You made a video, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the video is the way it is today, or was it remade?
No, that's the way that it was originally done. I really was in the studio all day long, just me and the two directors, and just me, and we just kind of just did it in front of a green screen.
How did it get so big?
You know what?
Or when did you know it got big?
Probably within the first month or two, and then all of a sudden it just went crazy. People started talking about it. I think it was... Perez Hilton wrote about it, and then a few other people, and then all of a sudden it just went like a wildfire.
And when did you first realize that, like, oh my God, this is huge? When was that first little click?
Probably when a matter of 3 to 4 weeks, it went from something in my head to like it had been viewed over 500,000 times, and all these places on the internet were just talking about it, because I didn't know anything about, you know, internet fame and all that. I just thought, well, you know, the general, you know, you know, get a record, have a mm-hmm. record contract and yada, yada. And then all of a sudden everyone was talking about it, you know?
So you were surprised that this unusual path got you this result so quickly.
Yes. Very, very, very just like mind blowing.
Were you suspicious of it? Like, am I being fooled? Am I being tricked? Am I being manipulated?
Is
by
this
something?
For real?
Probably it was. I guess, you know, at first I really didn't really think about it. Because I needed to just be like, okay, I don't want to get whatever this is. I'm just gonna kind of just see what it was, because I mean, as I've said in the past, that was not the song I really wanted to be my that was not the song. I wanted to be the song that made me famous. I'm from the South.
So you're a good girl.
Yes, I'm a good Southern belle, or at least I guess.
Well,
I thought I was.
Because I was reading a lot of the comments on What on the Butt and, uh-huh. and blogs writing about that, and they feel like this is a put on. That is, you're not a real person. You're an actor hired.
Yes,
to do
that
this.
Was the funniest thing for the first few months, 4, 5, 6 months. People thought it was some virtual creation,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that was the most peculiar thing. Even now,
I'm having a hard time believing you're actually sitting in front of me.
Well, I am. Oh, okay.
I'm gonna rub my nipples a little bit.
Yeah, and that was the weirdest thing for me too. People were like, I even heard someone like did a. It was like, is he real? And I was like, wow.
Why do you think they asked that? Like, your authenticity?
Because I think it was so, if you will, absurd, so out there, mm-hmm. so something that they couldn't, something that most people do. Whether
anal sex.
Yes.
Yes.
And they, straight people too.
Everybody Johnny does
Depp.
It, honey.
Johnny Depp loves the anal.
Okay, I don't know.
Well, he loves your song.
He loves your song, and then his manager contacted you.
Or someone who knew him when they were filming Public Enemies.
So King Depp requested a personal audience with you.
No,
and had
let
you
let,
come
no,
perform
no, let,
the song for him.
Let me.
Okay, let's hear this.
Tell a story.
His people, found out about my song, and okay, Marion Cotillard, who was in the movie Public Enemies, her vocal coach was at a party in New York with a friend of mine who happens to be, her name is Jackie, we went to school together in North Carolina. She's now a acting professor in Tennessee. She happened to be in at a party that weekend where Marion Cotillard's acting coach, who's a professor here in Chicago, they were at the same party. And then they were
Their kids go to the same daycare.
Yes, pretty much. Okay, whatever. And they were singing the song. And then my girlfriend said, oh, you know that? And she was like, oh my God, no, we love this song. We sing it on set, in between takes and whatever. And she says, well, I know him. He's a really good friend of mine. And her name is Tana. Tana's like, are you kidding me? She's like, really? It's like, yeah, he lives in Chicago. She's like, no. So do you think he might want to come on set and meet the cast? And my friend said, well, I'll give him a call. And here I am coming. It was so surreal. It was a Sunday. I just spent the weekend in Milwaukee, I don't know, hanging out or doing something. And I was coming back on the train and I get this phone call from my girlfriend. She was like, Sam, there's this Academy Award winning actress. No, she gave her my number and then her Tanara and... Anyway, she called me and she was like, well, me, an Academy Award winning actress, are really big fans of your song. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? And I really was about to erase it because it wasn't my friend that called me.
Mm-hmm. It felt like you were being put on.
Yes. And I was like, who the hell has my number? And they're saying, I was like, this is.
And so you went and met them?
Yeah. So I called them back. And then sure enough, within 4 or 5 days, I'm on set and Johnny didn't know I was there. And because it was a surprise for him, so he didn't request me. They got me as of mm-hmm. you know, just, you know, in between takes. And I walked into the set. It was late Friday night, and I was like, and then I walked in and I see this Marion Cotillard who was in La Vie en Rose, who had just won the Academy Award probably 3 or 4 months previous. And she's like, I said what in her beautiful French accent. She's just an amazing. I love her. And I was like, oh my God, this is just very surreal. I'm like, I have an Academy Award winning actress who's like, oh my God, I love your song. And she's singing it. And then all of a sudden, I'm thinking, I thought maybe I was going to get to see him or at least see him passing. No, they said, oh, where is Johnny? You must sing this song for him. And so they went and found him. And I didn't know. I was thinking, okay, I really didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I really didn't think he was. So they made me stand to the.
Were you allowed to look him in the eye?
Of course I was. You could touch him. He is, seriously, when uh-huh. people say, that, you know how crazy actors are, especially the big ones. They're like crazy, mm-hmm. all of them. Let me phrase it. I hopefully may get to work with them sometime soon. So let me backtrack.
No, I'll be, look. I met quite a few in my years of podcasting, and I have to say it's like they're not all of them are people persons.
But let me tell you, those two people mm-hmm. of the two,
not all of
I've
them.
Not and I've not met a whole lot of famous people, mm-hmm. but they were as sweet and as nice and as un-Hollywood as you could find two people. I came out.
Did he take his sunglasses off?
He didn't have sunglasses on the entire time.
All right.
Of course. So when I came out uh-huh. and I'm singing and they said, well, you come out. You're going to get Johnny. You come out. And Marianne was on one side and Tanner, her vocal coach, was on the other side. And they started singing. And I came out and he was like, oh my God. And I'm thinking, shut up. You're Johnny Depp. What are you talking about? And I'm singing.
Can you give us a little bit of that? Let's see.
Okay. I said what in the butt? I said what in the butt? You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay. It's okay if you have a little fight. Don't you worry. I won't bite, not that hard. If you want it, I'll give you power. Just be gentle, I'm delicate like a flower.
Okay. So you sang it for Johnny?
So I sang it.
That's so hot.
I sang it for him and I was like, wow. It was very surreal. Like, I'm thinking, you are like the creme de la creme of the acting world. You have been nominated, you're around everyone, and he's just like,
well, did you ever see that movie where he played the tranny in Cuba and he used to smuggle messages in and out of the prison in his butt? So I think he has like a real like strong affection towards holding things in the anal cavity.
He has an appreciation for the anus.
Okay, I'm not really sure. Well,
I forget which movie it is, but I'll tell
you. And
we'll look it up.
There's also anal references, I think, in those Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Oh yeah, well, pirates, hello. Butt pirates,
honey.
Think about it. I don't care what anyone says. You're on a ship with a bunch of men and no women for months at a time on the open sea. Let's face it. If you're a man, you're going to do what men do.
Oh, yeah. Well, even if it's just like an hour or two.
Hello.
Okay. that boat could be parked at the dock and something's going
There's
on.
There's something. So we are taking questions from you, your beautiful listeners, here through our Facebook fan page for the Feast of Fun. That's mm-hmm. facebook.com/pages/feast-of-fun because Facebook won't cooperate with us and get us the unique URL. Ryan Justice, oh my goodness, what in the butt, where to begin? First, did South Park ask you to use your song when Butters sang it?
Yes, they did.
How did that, so it went from Johnny Depp to then the television program?
That was South actually Park. Before. They had contacted me, or not them directly, their people, because they had some outside sourcing company, and said that they were interested in putting my song in their show. And I'm thinking, wow.
Did it blow your mind?
It did. I'm like, South Park? Hello, I love South Park.
Did you when you watch a show, were you like, okay, they're laughing at me, but I'm cashing a check too? Or did you feel like they were respecting you? Or...
I was actually quite impressed by it. The only thing I wished they had actually used me, like they had like put me in a caricature so I could have been like, doing my thing,
Right,
but
yeah.
Other than that, no, I was very, very, I was very happy with it,
So you bought a car with the money.
Yeah. It was good, but it wasn't that good, okay? Yeah.
You got yourself a Big Mac.
Yeah. Yeah.
You supersized it.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
You were able to supersize it that day. We're going to Wendy's tonight.
So did the song blow up even much bigger after that then?
Yes, it did. Okay. It was funny. I had just come back. Well, you know how things in the entertainment, Hollywood, it's kind of like rush, and then wait. Because mm-hmm. I had had my lawyer, do all of the contracts. So I actually forgot about it and kind of forgot that I even told him to make the agreements and forgot. But it was, everything was legal. It was, everything was done. And I didn't hear anything back about it, So I was like, okay, well, whatever. Mm-hmm.
What is your thoughts on the recent controversy over their faggot episode where they're sort of like trying to reclaim the word, the F word. Or
they're trying to change the meaning of the F word.
Well, and I think the South Park has done similar things with other racial and gender slur mm-hmm. words and stuff like that. What's your personal take on that? That there's sort of their premise is like, look, it's a joke. It's supposed to be a comedy joke. Get a life.
I think when it's done on that level, then yes, because when we allow, or people in general, whatever, when you allow someone to use words as a tool of degradation or putting you down, then you give those people power. So, you know, as a long time ago, people say bitch. They should be like a horrible word. But now you hear it all the time. Mm-hmm. So if you someone feel the necessity to call someone a faggot, I'm like, okay, well, it's just words. And when you finally realize that, because people are going to say what they're going to say. People are ignorant. People are stupid. People are dumb. Mm. God, I'm so love humans. Okay.
But they can be. My
personal feeling about the whole South Park episode is like, okay, yes, they're just words. And, you know, words can only won't break my bones. But, you know, where's your parroting the marriage equality and the hypocrisy of the whole marriage movement? Where's your parroting of the fact that we don't have universal health care in this country? Why aren't you parroting the fact that millions of Americans live in poverty? Like, where's the parody there, you know? Mm-hmm. It's always parroting things that, like, are easy.
Well, and things that hit a nerve.
Yes, I can't, because I didn't see the episode, mm-hmm. But going from that, it depends on how it was done. But yes, unfortunately, that's just how, mm-hmm. I mean, a show is probably, I mean, I'm probably sure the people that...
I hope they're listening to this, and I'm like, I hope that you guys are wanting to parody Injustice.
Of course.
Because, you know, this is my feeling about, like, jokes. It's like, if you're picking on somebody who doesn't have as much power as you do, mm-hmm. you're just a bully.
Yes, I totally believe that.
But if you're picking on somebody who has more power than you, you're sort of being someone who is...
Why don't you pick on
exposure.
The Catholic Church? Oh, God, did I say that out loud? I'm so sorry.
And they do sometimes, you know, they do pick on the big boys. But, you know, at the same time, it's like this idea that it's like it's a fair playing game. It's like, well, there are people who don't have as strong as a voice as Matt and those other guys who produce South Park. Mm-hmm. And so they have the ability, just like we do, to speak our minds. You know, it comes a certain responsibility.
Well, I guess it also just goes with the individual and how they feel about it. I don't know these people personally. I've not interacted with them, so I don't know.
Matt is pretty hot.
Yeah, they're pretty hot.
Oh, really?
Check out Orgasmo. You can see him.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if he's the
I want
one
him to
there,
do what in the butt and like drop those cartoons.
What's been some of the reaction, memorable reaction to the song? Like, what did your mother think when she first heard it or saw the video?
Ooh, that's for me and my
therapist to talk about.
Yeah, and that's all I'll say about that.
Well, has your family like been like, you know, I'm proud of my son's like getting a second career? Or?
I grew up in a very...
Are they embarrassed?
No one has really talked to me about it. Some of my family are, I guess it's mixed.
Okay.
My parent probably would not, it's not something that she probably would want her child to be known for. Some of my siblings are like, oh God, my younger sister, who's my kid sister, she's like, oh God, put it back in the closet. But she just thinks it's funny. But she's like, but don't sing it to me. But I'm like, I guess it just depends. Some people kind of, you know, they're on board and some aren't. And so I try to respect those people's, their opinions.
Their boundaries and stuff mm-hmm. like that. What do you think about the comments on YouTube, though? How do you handle some of the ones that are just, you know,
let's read some
awful.
Of them. Here, just when we asked our nice listeners, mm-hmm. okay, check this out. Vince Rosas, what do you like in the butt? Alan Valcarcel. Oh my God, 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 I love you. I was going to ask that, you know, how do you like, it's like this almost OCD, overwhelming emotional response.
It is. That sometimes does take me. I have to be like, wow, I have to kind of take a step back because I'm like, okay, I just, it's just a song. I just did.
But you tapped into something.
Yeah, I tapped into, I tend to be that kind of person who brings out things in people that they have, especially sexual things that they have deep buried inside of them. I tend to make it okay for you to be exactly what you are most of the time.
Who is Sam Norman, the man behind Samwell?
Wow. Wow, man. Okay. Who is Sam Norman? I'm a person who's just trying to live and let live and make people feel like they count. Because as a society, not just American society, but society in general, as I have observed, if you don't fit into this code or this standard that we have set aside for people, then you are ostracized. Then you don't count. Then something is wrong with you. And I'm like, well, then I don't agree with that. I think that that's just that stupid. And probably because that may be my Southern upbringing, where I was like, you know, treat everyone as you want to be treated. Treat them with respect and kindness, even if you don't agree with it. And if you don't have a, say what you need to say, but you don't have to be nasty or rude to get your point across.
Our guest here is Samwell. He's best known for What in the Butt. He's touring the country. You got a new song out now, a response song to your own song.
How does that happen? It should be just the next song, but okay, whatever.
It's a response,
but it's
in
kind
a sense.
Of a response, yeah.
I guess, and it's it would a safe be. Sex message. It's yes. Like, yes, you may love the anal sex, but...
But if you're going to do it, put on a condom. It's not that hard. For your sanity, as well as the sanity of those around you, put it on. Protect. Respect.
And I was wondering, because in both of the videos, there's this sort of like in outer space theme. You have you're like in Carl Sagan's Cosmos spaceship.
Well, I think that's probably the people, because the same people that produced What also helped me produce Protect Respect.
So they recycled the set.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, let's change the colors and put a girl dancing over here and something.
Well, no, I wanted to do that because I was trying to find something that would just, you know, bring people in, but yet still be interesting, funny, in your face, a little uncomfortable, but you know, so.
It's fun though. I hopefully, you know, it'll get people to laugh a little and have a good time and use a condom next
time.
Can
we have a little sample?
Okay. Oh man.
Okay. Oh, of the condom usage? Or
I'm sorry, wait a minute. Let me see. No.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I meant the song.
The song. It's
a song. So you want him to do an acapella?
Acapella version. Okay, then. Wait a minute.
You got to get your chops up for tonight's show.
I do.
You're about to perform, like, as soon as we're done, you're going to a bar, an undisclosed location, and doing a show tonight.
Yes, I am.
And you're doing What to the Butt, the new song. What's the title of the song? I forgot.
Respect.
Protect Respect. And what else are you doing?
I'm doing a song called Just Be Free. My knees got dirty.
Ooh, how'd your knees get dirty? Were you cleaning the floor?
Yes, I was. I was cleaning it good, because it wasn't clean, Christina. It wasn't clean. This is dirty. Okay.
Because that's funny, because you walked in the house, you had a cane, and I was just like, oh, he's got a cane. And you were like, it's a prop. I'm like, for what? Then you did your, I got to get down on my knees. And you're like, oh, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I like your props.
I like my.
The thing about canes, though, is like, we grabbed one from my mom, and we were like, one singular sensation. And then she's like, give me my cane back.
She should have beat you with it.
She almost did.
Stealing your mother's cane.
My mother had a stroke, and then she got mean.
Oh, she did. She got nice again after that, after a while. But
for a while,
the first
she was
year,
like,
she was like, oh, she was a holy terror. Well, love you, Patricia.
she got bitter, though. It's like, you know, but you know, old ladies with canes.
Yeah, you better watch out for them, because people underestimate old people. They'll knock. Kick your
ass. Beat the
and then they'll fall
me.
Down and be like, he pushed me over and I broke my hip.
Exactly. And then you're like, wait a minute, I didn't even touch you.
Because you know what? A young mean person just turns into an old mean person.
Yes.
Well, and my mother was very she was loved very sweet. And sweet for many, many years.
But stroke. I think when something like that happens to you, it does change you. I mean, because you probably have to, I'm sure she had to probably relearn some things. And to think about it, going your entire life being this probably healthy person, all of a sudden something like this happens, and then you're like, wow.
Yeah, it's a mind fuck.
Yeah, it is. It's a horrible mind fuck, but she's fine now.
She's fine. She's listening to this right now. So.
Okay,
well,
good.
Let's hear some of your song, can you?
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Wow, okay. 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't want to sound preachy, but I need to get a little teachy. Please take no offense, but the sexually active can be quite dense. If you want to meet me on the mat, you have to wear a Jimmy hat. I'm worldwide STD control, so put some plastic on that pole. Yes, thank you.
You make condom
thank
use
you.
Fun.
Thank you. Yeah.
No.
Hello.
I'll use one, I guess.
Okay.
Again. I'll go back to using condoms. So. Sorry, Mark.
Yes.
Johnny Depp's going to... This seems a little bit ridiculous. There's on Defamer, a very big gossip blog. This is what they wrote. Hold on to your what-whats, because what in the boot, but...
But that's Boot. The Canadian version.
Boot. Okay.
The movie could be soon filling your urban comedy hole left in Cineplexes between Medea's Adventures.
You're going to make a movie out of what?
You know what?
Is this true?
There was talk about it. It's kind of in limbo.
So you're going to make What in the Butt movie?
What kind of plot would that be?
You know what? It was the people who helped me do the video. They came to me.
Love it.
Really?
I'm on board.
Because I'm thinking in the back of my mind, really? Really? What?
Can Tyler I be the pole grip?
Listen, you got to get some of that precious money from Tyler Perry and leverage it and use it for What the Butt movie.
I'm just trying to figure out how, even in my mind, I'm thinking, what would I come up with to do a movie on it? They came up with some kind of an adventure.
Like you get trapped in somebody's magical anus and you go on like down the yellow brick road.
Well, there's a narrative already in the video. Just expand it. You know, you're an intergalactic sexy
That is true.
Stud.
Exactly. So you know what? Maybe I think I will.
Like the brother from Outer Space. Have you ever seen that movie?
It sounds familiar, but I can't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You never saw it?
Oh, I think Space N Words.
No, that's something else.
That was okay. a crazy movie.
That's crazy.
What was that one? But that was a crazy movie.
It's
like,
you can find it on YouTube or something.
Yeah. If we did something called What in the Butt, the movie, I would have to have directed John Walters. Who's done, you know.
Oh, yeah, John Watt. Yeah, absolutely.
I would have to have him. He would have to do it.
Well, we know people that know him. Maybe we can put you in connection. Yeah.
That would be fun to do. I actually would be on board to doing it because I'm,
Can I play like Uhura in the spaceship and be like, Captain Samwell, I think there's some sexy vibrations coming up from deep space.
Wait a minute. Let me check it out. Hold, please. I need my glove.
Well, is that kind of what the premise would be? That you guys would be like from outer space or something?
Love to be in a intergalactic space cadet movie. Gays in space. Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you love that Saturday Night Live skit when they used to be like, gays in space?
Yes.
Remember that?
Was that the cartoon?
No. That was the cartoon, but they also had...
I love the cartoon.
But there was a live action with Maya Rudolph.
And there was a German film that was basically, it was Star Trek, but they were gay. And their ship was shaped like a penis.
Wow.
But I don't know if it was ever translated.
What is it with gay people and science fiction and traveling in space that seems so gay? What is it that attracts us to all this?
Maybe because it takes us away from what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
It's
about using uniforms and in not looking corny like a leather guy or a military. It's like, oh, I dress up as a police officer. How square is that?
Hey, nothing wrong with men in uniform. Oh,
A man in uniform,
so
but there's something like a man.
I wish I could find one here in Chicago. So
So you're not dating anyone?
No.
God. And you want a cop is what you want or a fireman?
Hey, both.
I want to. You know who I really like is cage fighters, don't you?
I am anti-violence.
Oh, you are.
I mean, they're hot, but I could not date someone who did that for it. Would
their
it would
punches feel like kisses?
I'm sorry, you punch me, and I'm gonna tell you, it ain't gonna be like no freaking kisses, my ass.
Where do you go from here? I mean, where would you like to be?
You know what? Okay, let's have a serious professional moment. I really would love to get into movies, maybe create my own movies.
Are you auditioning for anything, though?
No, I am not. So it's probably it's going to not help a lot, but I probably should.
Terry Garr said on the show that she only got 2% of all the roles she auditioned for. So a very small percentage.
And she's famous.
And she said that being an actor in films is not really what you do when you get in front of the lens. It's how you deal with auditions. It's being able to prepare to hear no a lot of times.
Yes, that may be part of it because it's like no, and that's what I was told even when I was in years ago when I was in acting school. It's all about if you can't handle rejection and if you don't have a thick skin, you better get out.
When you're trying to pick up a guy at a bar, it's like. You don't always get, I mean, I'd be surprised if anybody says no to you, but it could happen.
Uh-huh.
So do you know
what happened? It happens more than what you realize, but anyway, okay.
Since you are the A-list now of gays on YouTube.
Okay.
Have you made out with Chris Cocker or B. Scott yet? Buck
no,
Hollywood.
I have not, but I would love to make out with Ari Gold.
Oh yeah, he's hot.
He's wow. little though.
That's fine, but
he's like he'll meet you at your waist.
Stop it. No, he's like 5'7".
I've met
eight.
Him. We've had him on the show, but it's like he's a little. He's a pocket gay.
That's fine, but he is.
You know
cute.
What? You know what he's famous for? Really, his first claim to fame is.
I'll sing it for you.
Sing it. There was
my buddy, my buddy, my buddy, and me.
What?
Do you remember that? Remember that doll?
Yes,
my buddy?
Of course.
He's the boy that sang that song.
He
was in the Cabbage Patch Kids album. He was like a child voiceover
yeah.
actor.
Really?
Oh yeah. yeah.
I remember that. That was when I was a kid. That was a huge. My buddy,
my buddy and me yes. like to climb up a tree. My buddy and me are the best friends that could be.
That's Ari Gold.
My buddy and me.
Did you know that doll was designed for special needs children?
Really?
Yeah. So they felt like connected to the retarded doll. I'm not kidding you.
Look it up on Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, don't lie. Although they said that your thing came out in 2007. Your song was recorded what year?
The song was, well, the
original. Let's clarify it. 2004, right?
We gotta fix your wiki.
Hold on.
We'll fix your Wikipedia. Rick, Aiello, are you listening?
2004.
2004 was when the song was recorded.
But it was in a cold, cold, cold. Code.
And when was it released on video then?
February 14th, 2007. Because nothing says I love you like in the butt on Valentine's Day.
I always get anal on Valentine's
really?
Day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He always gives it up.
That's good.
I don't give it up easy.
Okay. Just to make sure it's lubed. Lubrication is good.
You've got to lube up. With this massive man, it's like.
I believe it. I believe it.
I need a diaper afterwards for a week.
Hey, have you been paying any attention to this Carrie Prejean book?
Wait, before we get into I want him to weigh in on Lady Gaga and Pat Lee's mashup of V, the new TV show.
Rumba.
Rumba.
I love
ba-ba-ba-ba.
It. Yeah.
What is it that about, because when I watch Lady Gaga take these risks and risk after risk, it could blow up in her face, but instead she wins and it becomes sort of addictive. Because I was like, I could not care about Lady Gaga in the beginning. But then I find myself fascinated, like, what is she going to do next? What outrageous thing was she going to do? And she's like kind of become like the outer space alien that's
she's become the
Earth.
Present day, I think. And that's huge for me to say because, you know, I love Madonna.
You're endorsing Gaga
I
over
am.
Madonna.
No. No. Back up. No.
Back off, bitch.
Back off. Yeah. Don't even get it twisted. I am just saying like when Madonna came out in the 80s, she was very in your face. She was very like, wow.
It was exciting to follow her career as opposed to like, now what she done? You know what I'm saying?
With
Britney Spears, you're just like, you're almost like inconvenienced by listening to her music.
Well, Britney Spears, let me back up now because I.
Oh, he's the Britney generation.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, but did you see Chris Crocker tear down Britney Spears posters? Britney Spears' number one fan, Chris Crocker, she's betrayed him.
Why?
She flipped him the bird.
What?
Basically, she never paid any attention. And Chris Crocker took his room full of Britney Spears posters and tore them down.
He even shed blood doing it.
Yeah, and he like cut his finger in a nail.
What?
It was crazy.
Well, and he cried over it.
You have to. Well, I always say when you get. Well, I mean, the child has got some issues, so you wouldn't be surprised by her.
Sexy issues, but.
Yeah, but.
Because he's always like twittering. He's like, nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. I'm like, Chris, I love you, sweetie. It's
okay,
like,
I'm
saying. It'll be all right.
Let's get
but
back.
But Gaga.
To, yeah,
Gaga.
Sorry, let's stay. Yeah, I gotta. I
fame
love her.
And love her. Yes.
She is, what I love about her is she is so, I always say, so out there.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, she takes such risk and you're just like, wow, you would think at any moment her career, like she could just take it too far. But yet, clearly, you can't, in this, who, I guess time will tell. Time will be the teller of everything. Like people thought, you know, Madonna would wash up. And here she is, 2009, still one of the top pop artists of all time. And I'm like, 25 years in this industry? Damn. Hello, that's like unheard of.
People thought that Cyndi Lauper's career would never stop, and it did. You guys be nice to me.
Yeah, be nice to Cyndi Lauper. I love her.
Be the Lauper.
Be nice to her.
Be nice to the Lauper.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. But I just like her latest video.
What? Mark's not. He doesn't like Cyndi Lauper.
Shut up. Listen,
let's focus on Lady Gaga.
Yes, the positive. I just enjoy her her risk taking. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate someone who is like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I don't care if you like it. And if you don't, then just shut your fucking mouth and deal with it.
I like how you self-censored your...
Yeah. Yeah.
You.
Bag.
Shout out to Pat Lee, who married the footage from the TV series with Lady Gaga. It's up awesome. On our website right now. Who knows if YouTube or the copyright holders are going to tear that down. So you go to feastoffun.com right now and check it out.
I posted it up on Gaga's Facebook fan page because I was like, you've got to see it. You know she's going to love it. Because I don't know if people are familiar with V, but it's about aliens that come to Earth. And she's like a fabulous alien.
Absolutely. I mean, you can only be an alien to do something so phenomenal like that. And just be like, because when I saw her outfits at the MTV Video Awards back in September, I was like, what the hell?
What the fuck are you thinking, lady?
That's exactly what I was thinking. But at the same time, I was like, what else is she going
to
put on?
She has to be dressed by a gay man. Yeah, oh, nobody else would think
hello.
Like that.
Yes.
Nobody would think
and
like
the
that.
Other interesting
That's,
thing,
you're right.
Since
That's
we're
no
singing the
impossible.
Praises of Lady Gaga, I have friends who are the children of Jim Henson, and the Henson family and the children give it a thumbs up for her to be like slicing and dicing Muppets and turn them into fur coats.
They're just like, I love it.
They're like, we love it.
Really?
Yes. But they actually said they liked JoJo's big bird dress better.
Yeah, that's true.
Our friend JoJo has a big bird dress. You remember like Bjork's swan
dress? Yes, yes.
It's like that,
bird. Really?
Oh, yeah, it's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
Do you have pictures?
So yeah. Okay. I'll show you a picture after the show. So what's going on with Carrie Prejean? She cannot stop getting media attention.
And you know, this is what...
Prejean.
This is... Okay, maybe... And I don't... You know, I'm in the self... I'm like, why can I get on TV? Hello?
Because you did not say to America, sorry, I just think a marriage should be between a man and a woman, and you're looking, you don't look
no,
like
No, it's
Carrie
because
Prejean.
She's blonde.
Well, that helps, too.
Well, she was on television. I think they were televising that thing, too.
I saw it. Because I'm obsessed with beauty pageants.
I think if you said something that really upset a large number of people.
What in the butt?
No, I got one right here. My next song is going to be...
Let's hear it.
I'm going to get shot. After I say this. Jesus is big business. I'm going to make a song.
Jesus is big business.
Oh, yeah. Jesus pays.
But, you know,
yes.
I don't know if that's offensive because I think that's an obvious thing. And that's why so many ministries make millions of dollars
but
and don't pay taxes.
The point is, when Samuel does a video about it, it will be offensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that...
No,
thing,
not intentionally.
Lady Gaga is the new Jesus.
Well, the thing about like the Jesus and the gays thing too is like I think the reason why the church is so anti-gay is because they can throw this argument up and get people like paying money because people are so afraid of sex.
Yes.
Why are they so afraid of
sex? Why are they so afraid of sex?
You know,
I don't get it.
Just go and have some sex.
Just go out and do it. Do it in the butt. Give some orilation. Blah, blah, blah.
Because I would argue that most of these churches, if they put their sermons up on YouTube, nobody'd watch them. they're manipulating people's emotions and fear of death and God and mom and dad and all that stuff.
Sex.
With
keeping people together like
pay
marriage.
Attention.
Yes.
Because if you see some of these like sloppy video bloggers on YouTube, they will try anything to get people to watch their videos. And basically that's why I think of a lot of these reverends are just frustrated video bloggers.
Really?
That's why I think
tell
so.
Us what you tell us how you really
I'm
feel.
I'm really thinking it's like because you go to and those services and they're just like they're going.
And also there has to be a lot of repression. I always believe there's a lot of repression in certain religious sects because when it's all controlled by men and you don't want girls in. Mm-mm. I mean, hello.
Why don't
you? Or do you want
girls
women
in?
Going to your gay bathhouse and you know?
You mean the Vatican?
Whoa!
I mean, I'm not talking about Steve Wurst. I'm talking about the Vatican.
Yes.
Would I want them there?
No, it's like
it's a rhetorical question.
Well, it's a rhetorical question. Of course. It's like I just feel like in a sense that it's sometimes it's okay to segregate gender because it's like people feel, and other times it's not. And when there's power and representation mm-hmm. and politics involved, it's really important not to segregate.
It's not, and I think that's important.
Check out this India now, the country of India, where mm-hmm. Indian food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and, the subcontinent of India.
It is a subcontinent. Why is it?
Isn't it a country?
It's a country, but it's a subcontinent. Why? Because it's so freaking huge.
And because it's so huge, and because I think it's split off from Africa and then rammed into Asia.
It was part of Pangea.
Yes.
Yes, I remember that group.
And that's what created the Himalayas.
Yes, because it's slowly but surely, just like what in the butt? Pushing into the rear of China.
It is. It's so a what in the butt of...
They appreciate the anal so much, they are now offering O in voting ballots. When you go vote, you can check male, female for your sex, or O for other to respect and represent the trans people.
Wow.
Really?
That's amazing. Well, they have that whole...
I know, always love that country for some reason.
They have good
food. They got fucked up shit. Listen, America, don't think that India has got it solved, because there is massive poverty, injustice, and inequality in that country.
And what their version of a transsexual, though, too, is markedly different from what we have here, is because they have this class of people that work as prostitutes mainly, and what their sex change is, they cut it all off. And so, like, they pee out
of a
little...
Like, you cut your nails.
You pee out of a little nub. Like... All of it's gone.
It's not a vaginoplasty.
No, it's not.
It's a slice.
It's a wow. It's just like... And
that's rough.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
That is pretty rough.
So it's like... Yeah.
I mean, I look at it like this. When you have... I mean, I studied history, and I'm very... I try to be aware of, like, the social things that are going on in the world, and, like, to see the disparity of, like, you know, wealth. And in this country, but somewhere like anywhere, it's, like, 10 times as worse, where it's, like, you see someone... Of course, what is their wealth? This person, like, I don't know, like... worth tens of billions of dollars, but yet
Bill Gates.
No, there was an Indian gentleman who spent like tens of millions of dollars on his daughter's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you have not just a little bit, but you have massive poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Do we not learn anything from Slumdog Millionaire?
Thank you.
You got to win the lottery to make it big in India.
That's horrible.
Or become a warlord.
Or a drug dealer or something like that. Yeah. You know, and that's just not the kind of society you want to be living in. Because I think that when there's inequality, everybody loses. Mm-hmm.
Of course. Totally.
Even the rich people are not technically rich, because they're worried about losing their money, and there's this massive guilt, and they see the poverty, and they see people around them suffering.
Mm-hmm. But I think, especially now with these modern times, though, India is really poised to change, because they have a lot of tech, they have a lot of learning, they have institutions of learning, so we'll see what happens. But control that population, because I don't know.
Hello, if a billion... this is why my song, Protect, Respect, should become a phenomenon. Okay, not because they're going to probably say, well, okay, Samwell did it, okay, it's a gay song. I'm like, no, I made it, you know, if we want to get into that, because I grew up in the South, specifically North Carolina, and North Carolina... And this is confirmed, but I say that with a note, boop. It has the highest HIV new rate infection amongst straight women.
Really?
African American women.
Mm-hmm.
That's not easy to hear.
And what is it? One out of five African American men in Chicago have HIV. I think is what it is. Isn't that what it is?
One so in there's five? There, and I just
maybe gay, gay identified.
But then there's, but the most, but I mean, being a person of African American descent, I know most of them aren't. They're not out anyway, so they're still doing what they're doing, you know, and not being open about it. So I'm just saying, protect, respect, no matter what.
What do you think? You know, I mean, we all have our opinions on what can be done to address the situation. What can everybody who's listening to the show right now, what's one simple thing they could do besides buying your single on the iTunes Music Store through our website, feastoffun.com? What is one simple thing they could do to address the HIV transmission rates in African-American communities?
Communicate. If you can't talk about it, you don't need to be doing
communicate it. Communicate
about what? About sex. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. And don't get caught up, because I know a lot of what I've heard, even in movies, are people like, oh, baby, oh, no, we don't need that. I'm like, oh, yes, we do. And if they don't, then you need to be able to walk away.
Because we don't realize that we have the power just to even talking about something that may make our families or friends uncomfortable, our churches uncomfortable.
Yes.
Really actually has a profound power.
It does.
To reduce these HIV transmissions just by talking about something.
And that's pretty much for me. It's, you know, because I remember when I was younger and, you know, I didn't really have anyone as a gay male growing up in North Carolina to talk to about these things. So a lot of things I had to learn on my own. Thank God.
How are you so well adjusted? I mean, you seem like the nicest, most well adjusted person
I've
met.
Well,
like,
thank you.
He studied acting.
I think I just realized listening to stories about how I came into the world. I came into the world too much premature, and everything told me I should have been dead. And I was in the hospital 6 months when I was first born. And then when you think about that, and I'm not saying I've not had my dark times, because I have. And then when you get to the point where you get through all of that, even if you scream, you holler, you say, fuck. Oh, boop.
Beep.
You can swear on the show.
We'll edit that out later.
Okay. You just get to a point where you just say, no, I will survive.
As long as you know how to love. You know you're still alive.
Stop it. Stop it. No, I'm just saying, at the end of the day, you have to, if you manage to get through, you have to realize it always gets better. And eventually you will be able to stand on your own two feet and just say, I am who I am. Take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm. You will get through this.
Amen.
You will get through this.
And we want to remind our listeners that today's show is brought to you by generous support of fabulous people just like you. Thank you.
And by Interactive Mail, the hottest gay chat line in North America. Congratulations to all the winners of the Big Gay Kiss Contest. See the winning videos and all the other hot entries at biggaykiss.com, because a kiss ain't just a kiss.
It's a chance to...
What in the butt?
What in the butt?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, quickly, really sad in passing. We have sad news. Bear Force One took their last shit in the woods. Bear
Force One. Have you not seen them? They were kind of a YouTube sensation, too. They were bears, you know.
A boy band, bears from the Netherlands, I think they were
from.
Yeah,
I think so.
The problem was they never managed to get their music on the American iTunes music store. It was only available through the European iTunes music store. And so you couldn't actually buy it, which was really frustrating.
It was international?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so because they didn't get their stuff here on the iTunes music store in the United States, it was part of the reason, but I think they were fighting with each other.
Probably, because with groups, there's always
this is
something.
Why I work alone. Because that way, when I want something, I can only argue with my Sam. No, shut up. You just do
no,
it.
You collaborate with a lot of people.
I do. I can collaborate with people, but at the end of the day, as long as they understand.
The hot, cute, blonde guy with a mustache that interviews, quotations, fake interviews you, because you guys are in on it. On your channel.
Are you trying to get, you trying to put me on blast?
I'm not trying to put the blast. I like it. He's cute, though.
Oh,
is he local, too?
No, he's not local.
He's your coworker, though. And that's how he's like, you guys made all that stuff together. He's the one who produced What
Oh, that's
the
him.
Butt. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the man behind the butt. What
in the butt? Yes, he is the man behind.
Behind every diva is a good man.
There is.
Hopefully one day he'll really be behind you.
Yeah, he will, but I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for that.
Oh, really? Are you in love with him?
I am not.
Of course he is.
A little bit. Hey, I want
congratulations to the moon. They discovered water. So NASA sent a rocket up there. They blasted. They found 24 gallons equivalent of water. That's enough to fill a jacuzzi, honey.
Really?
That's like more water than in like Yemen.
I know.
Yemen, yeah.
So they shot to the South Pole, and Google's celebrating by changing their icon to like a moon with water. Okay. Around it, so
are we gonna go on the moon now?
We're gonna get into your video space.
Girl, I'm trying to do stuff
there.
That's themed
from Uranus to the moon.
And voting for the People's Choice Podcast Awards continues. It is day 4 in the voting. Go to podcastawards.com. Feast of Fun is the only podcast nominated for the top prize. Against Leo Laporte and all these other...
We're up against the big dogs.
But you guys, speaking of which, you all have them here.
We have three. So that's only three. We're going to get one more, hopefully, if people vote for us, for best GLBT podcast.
And we can make a table.
Yes, hello.
And then you can sit on it. Mm-hmm.
And I will be... Everyone, okay, I will put this on my Facebook.
I have a Windy City Black Pride Award over there, too.
Look at you. You just get out there, don't you, honey? You just,
I know.
Just all up in there, aren't
you? He's good with the black people.
I'm sure he is. He got a butt like a black person. That's for sure. I was looking, but yeah.
What in the butt?
It's out there.
It's the song's there for... And I guess the word meep is being banned from U.S. schools.
Who?
Meep, 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 meep. From the Muppets, like Beaker.
Why?
Because they're annoying the teachers. And they're just like, listen, kids. Stop with the goddamn meeping.
Because they're all going, meep, meep, What's the problem? It's a viral thing. It's a name. Young kids today, they're all annoying their teachers going,
I do this thing called whoop, 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 whoop. And I just do it just randomly. And I'll do it when I'm at work. And they'll be like, I'll be like, whoop.
You're going to bring a plane down one day.
Shut your mouth.
That's the one thing why I could never be a flight attendant is like I could work in a restaurant because if I get mad at a customer, I just walk out the door. What am I going to do if I'm 10,000 feet in
the air?
Oh,
honey, let me tell you what you do, okay?
Propofol.
I have had many passengers in the many years that I've been a flight attendant. And I'll look them dead in the eye. And maybe because it's my personality or my delicious face, right?
Yes,
what I thought. Anyway, and then I'll just look at them and say, you know what? I won't say that. I'll say, excuse me, sir, I'm finished right now. And I'll walk away. I would just literally look at them and be like, I'm done with this conversation, and I will walk away.
They want your attention.
Yes, that's what it is.
Have you ever used, don't fuck with me, I'm a federal employee?
I can't use that.
He's not a federal employee. It's a federal offense to mess with you, though.
It is a federal offense. I'm not a federal employee, but...
Do you want me to stop this plane and turn around? Because I'll do it.
I have... Usually, it doesn't...
But you know people who have done that, haven't you?
Yes. My face says it all. I just look at him like
you are aggressive, Samuel.
You about to get a beat down, and my face says it all, and they know, and I'm like, yeah.
So what are we leaving the listeners with? Should we play? I mean, everybody's heard what in the butt.
Yes, they have. So we are going to be leaving them with my new song, which is out on YouTube right now, entitled "Protect Respect." I don't want your love unless you use a glove.
All right, people. All right. And you can buy Samuel's single, What in the Butt, on the iTunes Music Store. And you can be just like all the other celebrities and listen to it all the time while you're having anal sex or otherwise.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today, Samuel. It's been a real pleasure.
And pleasure's
anytime you want to come back, you just let me know, okay?
Thank you so very much.
I'd love to have you back on sometime.
You rock.
And you're local.
Woo-hoo. Beast of fun. Hootie-hoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Samuel, what's your website? Samuel.com or Samuel Music?
Samuel Music. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's,
what is it?
It's just go to Facebook or just go to MySpace.
You have a URL, girl.
I know, but
you
it's...
You don't remember?
Is it in dispute?
It's not completely up yet because it's called the official Samuel.com, or you can do MySpace.com/Samuel Music, or you can go to Facebook and I'm under Samuel.
How about specialentertainment.com?
Yes, you can do that too.
Okay. We'll put up the links on the website. Feastoffun.com. Yeah. We want to thank you, sweetie. I'm Fausto Furnos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
Protect yourself. I don't want your love unless you use a glove. Thank you.